I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Board of Education is asking for more time to figure out how to meet federal requirements for holding school districts accountable when too many students opt out of taking standardized tests. The federal Every Student Succeeds Act says the first 5% of students at a school who do not take a test get a pass, but any student who skips the test beyond that line must be counted as non-proficient. Right now, Colorado doesn't penalize schools that fall below 95% participation. Nick Garcia is the deputy bureau chief for Chalkbeat, Colorado. He says the prescribed changes could lead to more schools being identified as low performing, even if they don't need help.
When you count those kids who are skipping the test with their parents' blessing, they're going to bring down the overall score of the school and create an inaccurate picture.
Those scores are submitted to the Education Department. Schools with the lowest quality ratings over 5 years could be targeted for state intervention. The state board must sign off on any policy changes included in the state's education plan, and a decision is expected in October. Colorado's Attorney General says she's considering next steps after a federal judge's ruling that the state's sex offender registry is unconstitutional. Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman says the Colorado Bureau of Investigation will keep operating the registry. Last week's ruling applies only to the three offenders who filed the lawsuit. The men still have to petition a state judge to remove them. This is 91.5 KRCC News.